Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I think this was actually, I saw this was the busiest or most transactions of any free agency ever in league history.
What, going back to the draft with trades or just free agency by itself?
Yeah, like free agency, I think by itself. Like this is the most transaction. I think it's been like, what, 4 days? It's the most transactions. I mean, it was like constant pretty much all weekend, even into today. And there's still like, you know, they keep showing like the lists of all the available free agents. It's still like, there's still like 30 of them, maybe even more.
Ingram, you were saying that before on Twitter.
Yes.
He's been so quiet. I haven't heard like anything about him.
So I'm glad you brought that up because I kind of floated that out a couple days ago and, you know, I've been searching Twitter for it and there's like nothing, like absolutely nothing on him. And it's kind of expected he's going to get like a Supermax or whatever, but I've seen no rumblings, nothing of the sort. Matter of fact, I got the free agency tracker right here, and the Pelicans, they haven't done anything. Willie Hernan Gomez, former Knick, is the only one. He signed for the minimum. It's the only thing they've done. So
Willie, I think the draft picks that the Knicks had were like, wasn't that from his trade to the Bobcats or Hornets, whatever it was?
Yes, back then? I did see that. I don't know what's going to happen with Brandon Ingram. Anthony Davis, I mean, I think it's kind of expected that he's going to re-sign with the Lakers.
Yeah, he'll be a Laker.
Yeah.
I think they're just sorting out, like, what structure it's going to be and to make it better for the team. But, yeah, he's getting all the money he deserves. So, that's foregone conclusion.
And if we're talking about, you know, formulating the team and getting everyone in place, I mean, they got Marc Gasol. They got Montrezl Harrell, 2 years, $19 million, which is a fucking steal for the sixth man of the year. Dennis Schroeder, who was like runner up for sixth man of the year. So the rich get richer. I mean, players want to go there, and it's, I mean, they're the favorite to repeat again.
That's what happens. I think we said that too. That's exactly what was going to happen. All these vets, they're going to somehow get cheaper, and they're just going to get better and better.
Right.
With Davis and LeBron, it's just going to be continuous.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It feels like it's rigged, right? When they get all these so many guys. Because you look at them, they have LeBron, they have Anthony Davis. They should just by having those two guys, they should only be able to sign league minimum, like vet contracts. But then they end up getting all these guys, like Wes Matthews, they got. Who did they get? They got
I'll tell you right now.
Marc Gasol. They got, who's the other? They got a third guy too.
Well, they Marc Gasol, Montrez, Wes Matthews.
Yeah.
KCP.
The Montrez thing is crazy.
Yeah, KCP re-signed, and then Markieff Morris was today minimum deal. So.
And this always happens with LeBron. It's been going back since Cleveland. He always gets players that take less money to come there.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, as of right now, I mean, they're kind of like the team to beat still. Supposedly, I keep seeing going around that, like, the Clippers are, like, you know, planning something big or some sneaky deal. I don't know what that means, but.
What could they even, it'd have to be a guard, I would assume.
I'm assuming it's a trade for Russell Westbrook or James Harden. It's got to be one of those two. They're both L.A. guys. They kind of need a point guard. Beverly's always hurt. He's not really a big offensive player. So if you add one of those guys, you're kind of pretty stacked on that team.
Yeah, I would like Harden with those two. Westbrook, I don't know. Even though Westbrook has experience with Harden, I still don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't see Kawhi and Westbrook really meshing well together.
Coexisting?
Yeah, at all.
Yeah, that would be a tough one. I don't know. I don't know with the Clips, but they're going to be right there. I thought other teams that really improved. I mean, the Blazers definitely got better. Friend of the show, Adam Arecchio. He, I just saw him tweet before that 45 wins and a second round exit is their destiny. Which if we're talking about 72 games now, I mean, that's technically 55 wins, which is really good. But the West is so stacked, he's probably right about a second-round exit. I mean, I don't know. There's so many good teams still.
The West? Yeah, I mean, look at there's going to be teams who last year, like the Suns, are going to be way improved.
Yep.
So you have teams like that making a move up and other teams, I would guess, falling more into the pack. So, yeah, the West is just it's head and shoulders, I think, above the East, as always, for the most part.
Yeah. I mean, the Jazz, they signed Mitchell signed the Supermax, as expected. The Mavericks are going
to
be
good. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think how many, if you talked to 90% of Knicks fans like 2 months ago, they'd be like, oh, he's coming. I was like, this is not happening. This doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. I mean, we'll see how the next couple of years go. You know, if he forces his way, if he's not winning. And, you know, the fans are getting, you know, annoying him because he's a New York guy. I mean, he wants to, I think, be in like a bigger city. You know, he's in one of the smaller markets. So who knows? But yeah, he got paid. So I think that's, at the end of the day, that's the most important to these guys. But I mean, all these teams, the Nuggets obviously are going to be really good. I mean, there's just so many good teams out West. Still don't know what the Pelicans are about to do. Griffin's, he's a smart GM. I don't know what he's waiting for. I mean, he's got like 5 point guards right now. You got to think the Knicks could have one of those guys, but I don't know.
What, the point guards?
Yeah, because they drafted Kira. They got Lonzo.
Well, the thing is, the Knicks have like 8 point guards. They're all not very good, but
yeah, right. Right. So let's jump into the Knicks. I mean, so far, it seems like they're setting up for something big. Maybe not. You know, maybe it's wishful thinking. But what do you guys think so far about, let's see, they've signed 5 guys. What do you, here, Paul, you go first.
What I think they're going to do?
Well, no, just kind of like if you had to grade their free agency so far. You know, what would you give it?
I mean, they definitely missed on their top targets, so that knocks it down a notch. But finally, they didn't do what old Nick regimes would do, which was panic and overpay for people who we didn't really want. They had a plan B, and they knew what they wanted to do, and not sign long-term deals, stack draft picks, and get guys that are pretty young, that have potential, that they think the coaching staff could turn into, like Tibbs, Rivers, Burks. These are all young guys that could, potentially turn into something. I don't think as is they're a playoff team at all, but with the guys that they signed, they're not disrupting the future, and they're not hurting like the development of guys like Mitch and RJ. You know, so I think when I saw the Austin Rivers deal, I saw it 3 years. I was like, okay, that's fine. It's only 10 years, but I mean, $10 million. But then it said it was non-guaranteed for year 2 and 3,
right?
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
So clearly they have a plan. They know what they're doing. They're flipping picks for better position and in the future. Like what did they do on the draft day? It was pick 27 and 38. Like it eventually turned into 23, 30. Right. Like they moved
25 and 33. Yeah.
They got Tim. So I think Rose, he's been around the game forever. He's a former agent. He knows how to talk to front offices and kind of scheme his way through things. So there's definitely something big coming. I hope it's something totally random. I don't want Westbrook or anything like that, but I think they have a plan that's going to – it's exciting because I feel like we actually have a front office that knows what it's doing right now, not just making it up as they go along like Mills and the older guys were doing.
Yeah, I think I agree. Juice, what do you think?
The most interesting part of the Knicks free agency was the guys that they didn't get. So Paul mentioned the top targets that they didn't get, but was any of them really a top target when you think about it? Because
probably not.
Fred VanVleet, they could, that was the most interesting thing to me because they could have had him if they really wanted him. I mean, the Knicks haven't had a point guard in probably 20 years, right? Realistically, we haven't had a point guard in 20 years.
Right.
And this was your shot to get one. He's a champion. He's pretty good, you know, can defend, can hit an open jump shot. And all they had to do was just go a little bit higher than what Toronto offered, which was 4 years for $85 million. What I was fully expecting was, if they really wanted him, I thought I was going to read on my phone that the Knicks paid 110 or even maybe 120 and got him, just to secure that they got him, because I don't think Toronto was going to match anything over 100. And they didn't do it. So
which is probably like what we're, I think we're both agreeing, like the old Knicks probably would have done that. But right. These guys, they're probably saying, hey, I don't think he's a $110 million player. Yeah, he's good. We like him a lot. We would love to have him at this price, but we're not going to go overboard for him just to, you know what I mean?
Correct.
Yeah. And I believe you said it over the weekend. You were like, they realize he's not a game changer, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this because I'm not
I like
Monday
him a lot
morning.
Too. I like him a lot too, just not at
yeah.
that like level.
Yeah, I'm not playing Monday morning quarterback and now I'm going to say, oh, we didn't want him or I don't think he's good. He's definitely very good, but it just makes me think that maybe he's overrated, or maybe he's just, it's a system and he has a very good team. If it comes to the Knicks, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, no, exactly. We don't know what he would be like here.
And the Gordon Hayward thing was really interesting. So I wanted him, and I would even have paid him $70 million for 3 years. What he got was absurd. 4 years for $120 million, definitely overpaid. That's a terrible. They're going to regret that contract. Probably.
What is that? Is that just like a thing where they wanted to be semi-relevant by signing a guy with like a name?
I think exactly. That's it, right? I think that's exactly. I mean, even though they just drafted LaMelo Ball, they were already going to have a lot, you know, the microscope on them. But yeah, I think they just wanted just a score, like a proven score. And Hayward clearly wanted just a payday, right? Like he could have.
Yeah,
he could have
went home.
He could have went home. I mean, maybe there wasn't a trade there. I guess Ainge wanted, Turner and Oladipo or Warren or something like that, which wasn't happening. And then, the Celtics, there was just a logjam there of other scores, which I think Hayward didn't realize he was getting into.
The thing that intrigued me about the Hayward thing, and this was after we drafted, our players. If you get Hayward and then you go back into the pool and then maybe offer whatever you can and get Russell Westbrook, and we probably would have got him on the cheap, then you got some players, right? You got Hayward and Westbrook with our young core.
Yeah.
And then you have your really good first round draft picks.
That's a like a top six.
Yeah.
Team, I would think in the East. Yeah.
I'd say
sure. Probably a six seed. But they didn't do that, so I don't know. The other thing is, too, I don't love all of the picks. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm obsessed with the team. I'm going to like what they do after I talk myself into it. But I think we just got to trust these guys. Like you said, Leon's been in the game forever. He knows what he's doing. They have World Wide West. They finally have some developmental coaches. They have a good head coach. They finally hired some scouts and different people and like cap guys. So it's completely all new people. And I think we've kind of just got to trust what they're doing and hope that there is a bigger plan. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. They earn that. We have to give them some, obviously, like leeway to show what they can do.
Yeah. I completely agree. I mean, Thibodeau is known for developing people. Was it Kenny Payne is the Kentucky assistant. I mean, this guy's well respected. If you talk about the front office, obviously Rose, West, and then this Brock Aller guy, who's like the capologist, supposedly he's like a genius. And that's why they keep, flipping for all these second round picks, which I didn't realize until, today or the other day. A second round pick is worth $3 million. I don't know if you guys knew that, but I just learned that. Because I don't know anything about caps and all that bullshit.
No.
So it looks like they're stockpiling these for maybe something bigger like we think. As far as the guys they picked, I mean, I like Alec Burks. He seems well-respected. Supposedly his assist rate is elite for a wing. He can hit, I think he's like a 40% three-point shooter. I do like the Rivers.
I like him. He's a good shooter. He's legit, and he's big, too.
And he gets to the free throw line a lot, too, which I, I've heard of this guy, but I'm not going to act like I know a lot about him. I had to like look him up and really get to know him a little bit. And he could be just like a one-year rental type, but He could start, honestly. If there's not a bigger move out there for a shooting guard, you know, he might
He started. There were times that he started on Utah over the past few years. Like,
right. And I think he was starting
on... Who's starting over him?
Right, exactly. Exactly. So... That's a good pick. I think Nerlens, pull out your boy. I feel like you've been talking about Nerlens for a while since high school.
High school.
Yeah, he's perfect backup center. Matter of fact, I saw a stat on him. So two NBA players. God, I can't even understand my handwriting. Have at least 100 minutes and finished with at least 144 points per 100 shot attempts.
Uh-huh.
The two NBA players to do that, sorry if it's confusing, are him and Mitch. So basically, you have two very efficient big men. Yeah.
Blocks, they want shot blocking, and you know, guys who are going to just dunk.
Yeah.
And
the guy,
exactly.
The two guys that I really liked that they picked up, one is, it's the Knicks fan in me. I just think it's really cool that they got Austin Rivers, because 25 years ago, his dad was on the team. So for that, for that aspect alone, and Paul's definitely right. You know, if it was Steve Mills and the old regime, they would have paid him $10 million per year.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of $10 million 100%. And then it's a three-year deal, but year two and year three are team options. So at any point, you just let him go.
Yep.
If he's no good. And then the guy that I really liked, and I only know him because we play FanDuel. When the NBA season starts, we play FanDuel every day. And the guy, Omari Spellman, like, I know him because he's the guy that I know I could pick up for $3,500, the minimum, and I can get some buckets and get some points. So it was kind of cool that they got him.
So speaking
of... Loved it coming out of Villanova, and I thought he was going to kill it on Golden State. But I think he's got a little bit of a weight problem. I don't think he's ever gotten really good shape. This happened even in college too. Like, he's so talented, but I don't know how. I guess if there's anyone to get him to be a hard worker, it'll be Thibodeau. But he's pretty fat. He's kind of like a Oliver Miller. He's not that level. You remember Oliver Miller?
Yeah.
How big he was. Yeah. That could shoot, and he could pass. He could move, but he was huge.
It's funny. It's funny you say that though, because he definitely looks like out of shape. Like, he almost looks like top heavy. Like, he's like. He's like fat on top, but like has like short, skinny legs or something like that. But
yeah, he's like the ultimate skinny fat, but just fat.
But he's very athletic. He's really athletic. Like, I was watching highlights, and he had some like sick.
Oh yeah, he can move.
Yeah,
highlight
plays. Move.
And he actually
he's a good player.
He actually was best. So Thibodeau is known for like loving corner threes, and Spellman, believe it or not, is actually best in the league. Now, it's only 20 attempts, but he made 11 of 20 from corner threes, so he's actually best in the league at corner threes. And going back to Austin Rivers, I'm bringing it with the stats today. Austin Rivers...
Yeah, you prepared, bro. Wow.
Just a little bit. 47% from corner threes, Austin Rivers, so and a solid player. I'm shocked he wanted to come to the Knicks. He seemed like the type that would have wanted to, you know, go to a contender, but... fuck it. If he wants to be here, I'm with
him. So clearly, this is a lot of their analytic teams that they've put so much money into digging up all this stuff also, I would think.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I was just on Twitter and I just saw this stuff. So
Tibbs is definitely going to stretch the floor. He's going to spread everybody out. They're going to move the ball all around. They're going to look for those corner threes. And
yeah.
Should be good.
So what do you think... All right, starting five, obviously. Mitch will be center, right?
Correct.
Yep.
Randall, power forward.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if he's going to be on the team.
As is right now, before there's no other moves. As is, yeah.
I don't know, Randall, man.
Small forward. Are you putting like a vet, or are you just plugging Obi in there just to like throw him into the fire?
I'm thinking RJ. I think RJ's position is
RJ.
I think he's a point forward through and through. He's not a good enough shooter yet to be a shooting guard. So, I mean.
Yeah, Obi's probably better coming off the bench as like to score at the three or four.
He seems like a stretch four, no?
Yeah, he could. He probably on. Yeah, he wouldn't be able to play defense against the three.
Against the three, so, no, because his defense supposedly not
he's
good.
He's got some slow feet a little bit on the. Yeah.
Yeah. But shooting guard, it could be Burks right now.
Burks?
Yeah.
And then for point guard is like it's up for anyone.
That's with a log jam. So the one move I did not like was Elfrid Payton. Yeah, I just didn't understand it. I know it's a 1-year deal, $5 million, but I just could be
there's holding on to him if he plays well that they could give him to a contender that needs a guard.
Yeah,
maybe
at the deadline.
That's what they're hoping for.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
That's the issue with signing all of these guys. I want to know after this season who's good and who's not. Is Knox really good? Is Frank really good?
Yep.
Is Dennis Smith Jr., is he a player?
Mm-hmm.
And how you find that out is I want Thibs and I want the coaching staff to run these guys into the ground. Give Frank 40 minutes a game. Give Dennis Smith some minutes. Knox better do something and show me something. Otherwise, get his ass off the team.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I think out of all those guys you mentioned, I think obviously Thibodeau can even make Frank's like defense even better than what it is with his system. But
yeah,
I think if he's playing with three other Kentucky guys, so he's very familiar with these guys, even though they didn't play at the same time, these Kentucky guys are like, you know, they're like freaking cult. So they've known each other for a while. They always come back to the campus and whatever. And Payne, you know, that was his coach. He was an assistant coach. I think he recruited him. So
he
should feel so comfortable. He has his assistant coach from college. He has, you know, three guys that he knows really well from. Like, if he doesn't turn around now, he's never going to.
He's never
so
going
we'll know
to.
Pretty quick. We'll know quickly this year if he's.
But, you know, he has to know that last year he sucked and the papers ripped him apart. And he was so bad that just put down the video games for a little bit and bust your ass in the gym.
I think he knows that. Like
the tools are there.
He's like depressed. He seems like he's always like about to cry on the court.
Yeah. Well, wasn't he?
He just seems he just seems fragile out there, like soft.
Wasn't he training with Obi Toppin?
I think so. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. So that's good.
So that was pretty interesting. You know what I found out. Is I'm like following all these Knick guys and workouts. So Obi Toppin and Knox were training with Rick Brunson, he was the first guy that Leon Rose ever represented.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I saw that.
That was pretty interesting. And then the other thing, the other side of it is they drafted Quickly, right? Emmanuel Quickly.
Yep.
And Emmanuel Quickly is training with Muhammad Abdul Rauf. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Used to be Chris Jackson.
Steph Curry before Steph Curry.
Yeah. And you know who else is training with Muhammad Abdul Rauf? It's Dennis Smith Jr.
Mm-hmm.
So all these guys, it's like they were on the team before they got drafted almost and working out together. Very interesting. I don't know.
Yeah.
And, small world.
And they threw Calipari during the draft, which was hilarious, by the way, that the ESPN guys had no idea that the Knicks made that trade, which was bizarre. I don't know why.
What do you think that was? Like, they're not allowed to have, like, their phones on?
But Woj, their cell phones? Isn't Woj, like, don't they, like, go to him for like trades and different stuff? Like, why wasn't Woj jumping in there and being like, actually the Knicks picked Quickly? You know,
yeah,
Calipari had to tell them
what was going on. They were getting ripped on. They were getting killed on Twitter. The coverage.
Yeah.
For all the great things NBA does, they do a terrible job of the NBA draft of actually like letting you know who got traded and when the trade happened and who's actually picking. But yeah, John Calipari is such a salesman, man. He's so you see that shit eating grain on the TV and he's like, he's going to the Knicks.
Madison Square Garden. Yeah. No, I know. That was great. And listen, the kid's a sharpshooter. He can play defense. He's long. I mean, I'm optimistic about it. He was SEC Player of the Year. Everyone's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, over Anthony Edwards.
Over Tyrese Maxey. You know what I mean? Like, who's, you know, shared the backcourt with him, and everyone was high on him, but no one even mentioned Quickly. So, I mean, Paul Strader, why do you think he wasn't even, like, talked about really quickly?
Because in Kentucky, he was a top five recruit. He was a top five recruit coming out, so he was a big, big, big time recruit.
Yeah.
But he didn't, like, live up to the expectations the first year. And when that happens at Kentucky, they kind of throw you out to the side. They're like, you're not who we thought you were. So if you come back to school that second year at Kentucky, you kind of like a redheaded stepchild there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not considered like, because so many guys have come out there the first year, they star, boom, they're top five, top 10 pick, and they go on to, you know, be a star. When you come back for your second year, they kind of forget about you. It's always about the next wave. Who's the next guy coming in?
Yeah.
And they kind of, but he, you know, he's, like you said, he's the SEC player of the year. So it doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah.
When
he's legit. Saturday, he can shoot. I want shooters and he can shoot.
Yeah.
He's a free throw shooter.
I love the pick. I love it.
He's not like this, like, he's not very athletic. He's not going to go to the rim, but that's not the game anymore. You have to be able to shoot.
Yep.
But he has a really sweet Tony Gabriel like floater.
Floater.
Really, really nice. And elite shooting, and he plays defense. What more? You know, I was thrilled. I was so happy.
Yeah.
And he's got a cool name. I think the Knicks drafted two of the coolest names in the draft. That's
Obadiah? True. Obadiah Toppin?
Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan Toppin.
Yep. Josh, you don't remember playing against Obi's dad?
No. So I was I watched a draft and Rob Altman was there. And Rob said that. I think he might have been talking to you. And he told me that. And now that I think of it, yes, I do remember it.
I don't know why it took me so long to remember, because I remembered his name after we played. For anyone listening, we were in some like league and we did not belong in this league. These were really good players. And Obadiah's dad was Obi Toppin Sr.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
And he was on the M1 mixtape tour, 6'8". And he was doing looks I've never seen before on top of everyone's head at the gym. And it was... but then I realized on TV, I was like, shit, that's him. And it makes sense because Obi, he's from, I know he played high school in Austin in Westchester, born in Brooklyn. So I was like, oh shit, it all came together.
Yeah.
So it's good though. He's a Knicks fan. And
you want to get into great. You want to get into the draft now a little bit?
Sure.
Sure.
I was thrilled with the Knicks pick because I never saw him sliding all the way down to 8. I thought he was for sure a top 5 pick. And he does. He looks like Amari Stoudemire. Like his highlights from Dayton, the kid's got balance, he can shoot it a little bit. His defense is atrocious. So that's going to take a lot of work, but I think
you got Tibbs.
You know, that's why you got Tibbs,
yeah.
and the coaching staff and other guys to help him out, but Adam likes to make jokes that, you know, he's already one of the oldest players in the NBA.
I'll stop. He's 23.
He's 22. He'll be 23 ending in March.
Not even.
Yeah. But he was saying, I don't know, they shouldn't even give him a rookie contract. They should give him a vet minimum. And he was ranking on him a little bit. But he liked the pick. I was really
well. Pumped. I mean, does it matter if he's good? He's good because Nick draft picks don't even make it past their first contract anyway when they're 24.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I saw footage actually of Toppin a few years ago because he had an insane growth spurt recently, and I think he was at Brickley's gym and he was like 6'2", and he was just like playing like a guard, and now he's 6'9". So
yeah, he dunked it on Enes Kanter.
Yeah.
Dunked it right
on
his head.
Yes, exactly. So I'm real high on the kid. I think he's perfect for the Garden and New York, and I'm excited. But this raises the question, what goes on with Julius Randle, who is a Kentucky guy, so he is part of that cult. Is there a trade for him? Are they keeping him? How are they going to work that out at the four position? I don't know.
I really don't want him here.
I don't either.
Get
I don't
something
either.
For him, but... I think he's going to be tough to trade.
No, I think opposite. I think he's going to be easy to trade because
really?
A good team is going to want him, and his contract is very good. I think
is
a good
it?
Team.
What is his contract? Let me look that up.
He has 2 more years,
Wasn't it like 3 years, $90 million, something crazy?
But I'm pretty sure the last year is a team option, I think. But he can't be the best player on the Knicks with his style of play, but he can be
like
the
third
seventh
best.
Man, the seventh man on a really good team,
I agree.
Right? Like a team like Dallas, where they lose Kristaps Porzingis every year, you know, that would be great if you lose KP and you just plug in Randall.
Right.
So, all right. So here's his contract. So 18-9 this year and 19-8 next year. And next year is partially guaranteed for $4 million. So he signed a 3-year, $62 million contract.
Oh, 60. Okay. I was way off. I said 90. 62. I was like, I hope. Okay. That's not bad at all then.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Not at all. Especially with what other people are getting. I mean, come on, that's fine.
Yeah.
He may get moved to a team that's trying to contend or a team that's trying to like go over the top. He'd be perfect on the Lakers.
Absolutely. Yes, like a sixth or seventh, like a seventh man, yeah.
Milwaukee.
So Milwaukee, obviously they had the big trade with Justin Holiday, which was like the biggest like haul.
Drew Holiday.
Yeah, for Drew, what did I say?
Justin, the brother.
Oh, I said Justin, who's a
former Nick legend.
Re-signed by the Pacers. But yeah, Drew Holiday. I mean, god damn, what would the Pelicans get for that? Like, what was it, like how many first-round picks and a bunch of players? And, you know, ridiculous.
Three first-rounders.
How many? Yeah, how many?
They're basically sponsoring the draft for the next, like, 3 years. It's going
to
be there.
It's almost identical to the trade that the Nets made for Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce. They gave up three first-rounders and I think two swaps, too. Something ridiculous.
Yeah, wow. And so in free agency, the Bucks they actually signed Bobby Portis, former Knick, DJ Augustine. So he's a good, solid backup. I heard the Knicks were actually interested in him. Torrey Craig, actually, from the Nuggets, who's not bad. Good defender. And then Connaughton, they re-signed. And what happened with the Bogdanovich deal? What was that about? That was weird.
I think it was tampering, maybe. And okay. Then I think maybe Josh, you know better.
He didn't want to go there.
His contract was, I believe, he was almost unrestricted. He was unrestricted, and he had to agree to the deal. And he didn't really. He never fully agreed that he would go to Milwaukee. So right then and there, then I believe that's when the NBA came in and was trying to investigate if tampering was going on or not.
So they probably said, like, all right, for both sides, we should probably just back away and not do anything, maybe.
And he signed an offer sheet. No, he is restricted because he signed an offer sheet with Atlanta.
Atlanta.
The Hawks.
Yeah.
So Kings may match it. Who knows? They don't really
have I hope he goes to Atlanta. That'd be him and Young would be
so that's
fun
a good,
to watch.
That's a good pivot there. So they first off, I thought they overpaid for Danilo Gallinari. I mean, this guy's been around forever. And he got 3 years, $61 million. He's always injured. I mean, listen, he's a solid guy, solid stretch four, but always injured. And he's kind of old.
Yeah.
3 years, $61 million. So they're clearly going for it. Chris Dunn, solid backup. Rondo. Actually, now they have two backup point guards for Trae Young, who were like defenders, bad shooters, Dunn and Rondo. And then, yeah, if the Kings don't match, they got Bogdanovich. And then they had a pretty good draft, too. Who'd they take? Juice, do you have that in front of you?
Yeah.
Who'd the Hawks take?
The Hawks got...
They got someone good.
Oh, yeah. They got Onyeka Okongwu.
Yes.
Oh, the big guy. So they have him. They have Reddish, Young.
Herder.
They have a really good team. They got to play.
They got Herder, too.
Herder.
Yeah, they got a solid young team. They're going to be... I think they're going to be fun to watch at the minimum.
He was... Onyeka Okongwu, he was one of the players I really liked, actually. See, this draft is weird in the sense that there are guys that I would have taken later over the guys that went out front. Meaning, I don't love Anthony Edwards. I would have taken Toppin over Anthony Edwards. I do like Wiseman. I do like Ball. Ball on defense scares me.
Right.
Patrick Williams, I wasn't crazy about. Did not like Isaac Okoro, but he went five to Cleveland. I thought that was really surprising.
I'm just so happy we didn't take him. He's not going to be like a bust. He'll do like, he'll be okay. He'll be a good player, but no, I'm not taking him top five. That's crazy.
Yeah, his shooting supposedly is bad. Speaking of the Cavs, Dotson, Damian, whole team Dot, they gave him a 2-year, $4 million. I don't know why the Knicks.
What is that when he says whatever. That? What is he talking about?
I don't know.
That was his name.
I just see it all the time now. I'm like, what the
fuck?
Whole team. I wish the Knicks gave him more of a chance, but it is what it is.
You were a big fan.
I liked him. He dropped like 30 one game his rookie year. I mean, it was like late in the season. I know. But like,
and then he had potential. He wouldn't come in. Then I was like, what? And then he'd never play again.
Yeah. I don't know. It was weird, but hey, that's the Knicks.
These young guys. That guy can shoot. He can shoot the shit out of the ball.
And he can play defense.
Good defense. Yeah. He's defense, too.
I never understood it. I'm just, like, looking
fucking
at...
What was it? Hornacek? Yeah. And Fizdale.
Ugh. Gross. But I'm just looking around a few others. Obviously, what happened with the Warriors with Clay is devastating.
Oh, man.
Going to miss a whole nother year. And who knows if he'll ever come back.
And Achilles the worst injury in basketball?
I think so.
It used to be microfracture, but
it's probably now, hip now hip is another one. It doesn't happen as much. The hip is really, really bad.
Yeah,
but Achilles while you're recovering or just getting back from an ACL in your opposite leg, I mean, because that's what happens. You're putting pressure on your other leg, and then it just
I heard a stat, I don't know if it's 100% true, but they say when you tear your ACL, you're 30% more likely to have a really big injury to your other leg if you're an athlete.
Yeah, it happens all the time. So I don't know, how old is he, like 29 30?
Let me see.
What, Clay?
Yeah,
he's got to be at least 30. I mean, he's probably the same age as Steph.
Because I think he played 3 years of college, so that means I would say 28, 29.
I'm pulling it up right now.
They did get a good replacement for him, though. Kelly Oubre Jr., I like a lot. I mean, he's athletic.
He's
30?
He's 30.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
He's 30. That's tough.
I think they'll still be good.
How many years does he have on his deal? He already got his money, right? So...
yeah, he got paid. I mean, he got his contracts, but
at least he got money.
He got a 5-year, $190 deal, so he's rich. But
yeah.
But yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I mean, Kelly Oubre Jr. You know, that's a good replacement, but you know, remains to be seen how. And they got Wiseman.
What do you think about them next year?
Well, it depends how good Wiseman will be. You know, is Oubre fit in that team? But Steph will be back, and then they still got Draymond and Wiggins.
Yeah. They'll struggle, I think, without Clay, though. They're not. I thought maybe they could compete with the Lakers, but now, no Clay, it's going to be tough. They're almost like every other team. They're just.
Yeah.
A lot of competition there in the West.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, man. Seriously. It went from. They kind of went from a win it in a row to. And then. All things considering,
And I almost think setbacks. I think we found out about Klay Thompson's injury the day of the draft. If it happened maybe a week or 2 weeks before, maybe they take Ball or maybe they take a wing instead of Wiseman. But they probably did all of this work for Wiseman. They just had to keep going with it, you know.
And he seems like legit. Like he'll fit that team. It seems like he can kind of do it all, right, Paul?
Yeah. Wiseman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love him. I thought he was underrated. I would have taken him number one.
Yeah, Edwards doesn't seem like he even loves the game, supposedly.
Yeah.
So that's a risk. Another team in the West, the Blazers. I mean, we kind of already talked about them. I mean, they got better defensively with Covington, but and Harry Giles, I mean, he's still kind of – is there still potential for him?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. If he's back healthy, big time.
Okay.
But I think they'll be, you know, 4, 5, 6 seed again and then lose in the second round. Because how much better can Dame Lillard get? He like already carries these dudes on the back. Melo's gonna be older, another year older. McCollum, I love, but Nurkic he'll be healthy hopefully for the whole entire year.
Yeah,
he was a beast in the bubble.
That'll help him them a lot because he's an animal. Covington, but I don't know, man. I really want to see Dame win, but it feels like he's gonna be one of those guys that never gets over the hump.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, because I think the three of us all love him, and I think he's one of the most likable players in the league. So you want to see him win, but I don't know. And Melo supposedly, you know, he was praying to go back there. So he really loves it there, and they got CJ. So they're a good team. There's four teams I want to kind of like ask, like what's their next move? Obviously the Knicks, we already went into that. We don't know if they're going to make a big trade for, you know, one of these guys, whether it's a Buddy Hield or Zach LaVine or Oladipo or Russell Westbrook. But let's go, you know, speaking of Buddy Hield, the Kings, like what's their plan here? Like, what do you guys think?
Move to Seattle.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell they're doing.
They're weird. They should know what they should do. They should, you know, time travel, go back and take Luka, and they don't have to worry about what they have to do. They fucked up.
Well, supposedly Bagley, they're like shopping around. I saw that rumor today.
Wow, already?
Yeah. And then De'Aaron Fox, they just gave $40 million a year. He got the Supermax, which...
I hated that deal.
Yeah,
love him, but like, damn, $40 million for a dude who can't shoot straight? I don't know.
Yeah, he's not that proven yet. Like, that was kind of...
No.
That was a little hasty. So, you know, do they match Bogdanovich? You know, what do they do with Buddy? I mean, Buddy just got a deal, I think, like last year. I think it was like a
four. That's what happens when you're like a bad franchise, and this is how you stay bad, because you have to overpay for these guys that you hope become what you think they'll be, because you're not going to attract, you know, big free agents. So you're kind of stuck. So they better hope he's good, or else they're really in trouble.
Absolutely. So we'll see what happens with them. They're kind of doomed. Let's go to the 76ers.
What do you think about the Timberwolves?
T-Wolves. So it's funny. Didn't Malik Beasley, I was checking Twitter. I didn't see anything about his court case today. But supposedly he had some court case for some drug and robbery?
Yeah.
Or attempted robbery.
A lot of guns. I don't know. Something.
Or gun charge, yeah. Yeah, gun but and
I
drug
guess
charge.
They were confident he'll be all right because they gave him a pretty good amount of money. So
yeah. So he got a four-year, $60 million. I guess the Knicks were interested in him. He's really good. I had no idea he averaged 20 a game last year for the T-Wolves. That was, I mean, I know
when he got there, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had him on like my fantasy team, and they'd be just like, he was routinely getting like 7 threes a game, like routinely, like no problem.
Insane.
So
yeah,
he can shoot with the best of them.
Yeah. And then
he can literally.
Yeah. And they signed Juancho Hernan Gomez, who's Willie's brother. 3 years, $21 million. So those are their two free agency picks. Obviously, they got Cat. They got
Russell.
Russell, and then they got Anthony Edwards now. So I don't know. I don't know if they're going to be
like
a sleeper team.
A bunch of weird personalities. Towns, Edwards, and Russell. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Who's their coach? Who coaches the T-Wolves these days? Is it
Saunders. Flip Saunders' kid?
His kid who's like younger than us? Isn't he like not even 30?
Super young.
Yeah.
How old is he for real? He's not 30?
He might be. I think he's legit like our age, like mid-30s. Wow. Yeah.
It's amazing.
So, yeah, they're going to be interesting. I mean, the West is so stacked. They're probably going to get lost in that.
He's our age. I'm 1 month older than him.
Wow. Can you imagine?
Ryan Saunders.
Can you imagine, like, obviously, like, Sean McVay, you know, Rams coach, like, just, like, coaching a pro sports team right now? Especially NFL or NBA.
You know what? It probably would. It could have been us no problem if we grew up in it, like with like family.
That's true.
We'd be good.
That's true. Good point. Very good point. The 76ers, you know, their big free agent signing was Dwight Howard, which that whole thing was hilarious. So like everyone, you know, he even like tweeted or he put on Instagram or something that he couldn't wait to go back to the Lakers. And then Shams even said that he was re-signing with the Lakers, and then all of a sudden, like half hour later, he tweets he signed with the 76ers. So that was an interesting change of plans there. But you know, is there a trade for Harden there? Like, I wonder what they're gonna end up doing.
I think it's all with Houston. It's all going to come to how they start. Because if they start kind of slow,
yeah,
they're already disgruntled, and they're going to be like, all right, get me the hell out of here. They're not going to really put much effort, and they're going to be forced to trade them. And other teams will know that their leverage is gone, so they can get a better deal for them.
Yeah.
So I think we'll know within the first 2 weeks how that's going to.
See, Philadelphia wants to keep Embiid, keep Simmons, and then add Harden. I just don't know if they have enough assets.
That's not possible. That's like not possible. Or maybe it is. Maury, maybe, he's got the relationship over there.
How is Simmons and Harden going to mesh, though?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's James Harden's trade value? I was trying to figure that out, and it's pretty low, I believe.
I mean, what does Adam say? Like, he'll give up for Harden. He would give up LeVert, Dinwiddie, and Allen, and like a couple of picks.
Yeah.
It's funny you mention that, right? So when the Lakers were trying, or when the Pelicans got the trade demand from Anthony Davis, the only out there was the Lakers offer, right? All the young pieces. And I think it's the same thing here. The only trade that really exists is a trade with Brooklyn, where they could send out LeVert, Dinwiddie, Allen, and some picks, maybe some kind of assets. I don't even know what Brooklyn has in terms of picks, but I think that's the best, right? You're not going to get Bradley Beal for James Harden. You're not going to get Ben Simmons. So what else really are you going to get? He's old, James Harden.
Yeah, I think what the Nets have to offer is actually solid.
How old is Harden?
He's 31, 32, 31.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He probably has like two more full years max at being at his peak level.
Yeah.
Right, and his peak level is proven now that you can't win.
Right. Right. MVP, he's a I like to say this, he's a compiler. He just puts up, and I think I think Russell Westbrook might be the same. I don't know. I mean, listen, they were up 3-1 on the Warriors that 1 year. I mean, they were real close to going back, and he's already, Russ has already been to the finals, but I think without Durant, I don't know if he's.
I like Russ, man. I think he gets a bad rap a lot of the time.
If he could just shoot threes, like he does literally everything well. But I just looked before we got on this podcast. He shoots 30% from three for his career.
He's uber competitive. He's so competitive. He plays good defense. He's sort of a leader, kind of like me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He obviously cares a ton. Really get his point across without being an asshole and kind of making players like sulk a little bit. He's definitely tough and demanding. But as a player, man, give me a guy like that on my team any day of the week.
Right. And if the Knicks can somehow, because I just saw before, too, that apparently, teams are not really offering. They're not really, calling the Rockets off the hook for Westbrook. If they get desperate and want to trade him, I mean, is it one of those things where they just give Westbrook to the Knicks and give us picks on top of it, like give us assets and like take them on.
Yeah.
And maybe the Knicks are trying to clear space by piling up assets so they can trade them off. I don't know. Again, I'm not a capologist. I have no idea, but
maybe the Chiefs can trade for him. They pick up everybody else, DeAndre Baker.
Yep. I don't know. I don't know. There's still so much, I feel like, because training camp's starting like a week, right? For all these.
So weird.
Yeah. It's so. That's
the best. I feel like the bubble just began.
I know. This pandemic, I mean, it's a whole other thing. But, it's awesome because we just had the draft. We have free agency. And now in a month, we're starting the season up, which is pretty cool because usually we'd have to wait months to see, all these guys. But
one comment I'll make about the draft that I thought the other interesting thing is. It seems like all the good teams got a good player that fell to them. Meaning, I'll give you an example. At pick number 20, the Miami Heat got Precious Achiuwa.
Yes.
It's such a Miami Heat pick. You know what I mean? And they're going to coach him up, and that guy's going to be a stud. I just know it. Or if you look at San Antonio Spurs at number 11, they got Devin Vassell. even before he went to Spurs.
That's a steal.
You know, it's the guy, all he does is play defense and shoot threes. That's like Bruce Bowen right there.
Yep.
I thought the Pelicans getting Kyra Lewis Jr. was good, and that's David Griffin's fucking, he's the man.
Well, that's in the, you just pivoted right. That was the other team I was going to ask about. Like, what are the Pelicans going to do? I mean, they're like the most intriguing to me right now because of the whole Brandon Ingram thing, and, you know, I see a lot of Knicks fans maybe want Lonzo Ball. Do you guys want Lonzo Ball?
No.
I mean, I'm good. I don't, you know, he can't shoot either.
I would take
if we had a different team, maybe not with this team. No.
Yeah.
This team is tough. I would take a flyer on him because he's such a good passer.
Yeah.
And he can defend and rebound a little bit. But
we need shooting. If there's a lot of shooting around him, absolutely, yeah. I'd take him. But we don't have that.
Yeah.
I wanted to sell my stock on him after the bubble, because he got to the bubble and mailed it in.
Yeah, he was awful.
He didn't even try.
He was awful.
He was so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know what the Pelicans are going to do.
I didn't love what the Celtics did. They had three first-rounders, and they got a bunch of guys that I'm like, eh.
I disagree. Actually, I like their draft a lot.
Yeah?
Who they got? They got the Vanderbilt guy, right, who's like the best shooter in the draft.
Yeah, Aaron Nesmith.
Nesmith.
At 14, right?
Then they got the next white chocolate, Pritchard, right?
Oh, I love Pritchard.
Yeah.
He's going to be a god in Boston.
He's awesome.
And then the 30th pick, they actually drafted a kid I like.
Bane?
Desmond Bane, but they traded him to the Grizzlies.
To the Grizzlies.
So they really only used two picks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pritchard is going to be a guy that we are not going to like in the future.
Yeah, he's going to be he's like a god in Boston already. I feel like he's like the perfect player for the Celtics.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like he plays like
Chris Paul, exactly like him.
Yeah, I was liking the highlights. But what was
he's legit.
Didn't they have another pick too, Juice? Do you have the thing you have it right there?
So they picked again in the second round, and it was pick 47, Yam Medar. YAM. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is. Paul, do you know who that is?
No, where's he even from?
Yam Medar is from Israel.
Oh, gotcha.
No.
A lot of Israel in this draft. Denny and this guy. Yeah.
No clue.
Denny Shalom. Trumps.
What's that?
Who? Yeah. No, I said Denny dropped. He went 9, right? Right behind Obi. He went to the Wizards, where every mock draft had him going either 4 or 5.
I have a feeling he's going to be good.
I think he's going to suck.
Really?
See Dario Saric, Mario Hezonja. There's too many of these guys.
Well, Saric, actually, I legit thought he was out of the league. And then today I saw he signed a 3-year, $27 million deal with the Suns. What the hell?
What?
Yeah, he supposedly like killed it in the bubble with that 8-0 Suns team.
Yeah, he did good. He did good.
Really?
I had no idea. No idea.
So. Where's Dragon Bender?
He might be out of the league.
I don't know where he went. The Suns. Do you guys think the Suns are going to be anything, or are they a second round exit?
Yeah.
You think they're legit?
They got your boy Jalen Smith.
Yeah, I was shocked. I wanted him, like, that was my dream, to get him when we had the late first round pick. He went high, but he went
10.
His potential is, like, really, really good. And he'll fit next to Ayton. Real nice.
A couple of guys jumped up. Isaiah Stewart went 16, but then traded to the Pistons.
Yeah, I like him, but I didn't like him that high. He's more of just like a rugged rebounder type.
Tyrese,
but like I said, this draft just wasn't really strong. So
yeah,
it's tough to say. If you really like the guy, you gotta take him earlier.
Yeah, I'm trying. Just looking at the free agency.
Speaking
go ahead.
Of drafts, what do you think about Trevor Lawrence donning the white and green?
Oh wow! Well,
in MetLife Stadium,
we'll get there.
I saw
we'll get there.
I saw a mock draft of them taking the other kid, the Ohio State
Justin
kid.
Fields.
Fields? Which is good. Well, hey, I'm cool with either.
I'm cool with that.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm cool with I'm on the record. I'm cool with even though he had kind of a little bit of a shaky game against Indiana. Indiana had the best game of their college football career.
Yeah.
That was an interesting game.
Does that mean that he's not consensus number one?
Who? Lawrence?
Lawrence.
Nah, I think he is.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think I'd take the other Clemson quarterback number one over all of these guys right now, the freshmen, so it's tough to
it's tough with college football this season. I mean, you know, you look and see the teams have only played like two or three games and we're, you know, it's Thanksgiving in a few days. I mean, college football's all sorts of fucked up right now. It's such a mess. I couldn't even tell
you. Josh's football is you know, right in the hunt for the division and a home playoff game.
Yeah, let's talk a little NFL.
Okay. I'm just excited that they're playing better. They're playing good defense. And they've been in a lot of games. They could have won more games this season. But you know, they're really young. They're too young to win those games, I think. So,
and I like Judge, man. I was totally wrong about him. I thought he was going to be like this really no personality, didn't know how to talk to the players. And if they started out poorly, I thought it was just going to be a disaster, like what's happening to Gase right now.
Right.
But it's no, the players love him. They love him. So,
yeah.
And he's a good coach. He knows what he's doing. Except he's going to be there for a long time.
Except he got knocked out by the other coach. No, I'm kidding.
That's not true, though.
No, right? I know. It was fake news. I know it didn't really – there was no fist thrown.
Who knows? Maybe it did happen, but that coach, Colombo, is 6'8".
Yeah, he's
a
monster.
Joe Judge comes from a family of all boxers, so he wasn't backing down. So, you know, I could see a fight breaking out.
Yeah.
And I think Colombo, what they did say happened, he called him the C word. So I bet Judge probably freaked out after that. Yeah.
Yeah. You mean coach, right?
Yeah, coach. Call him coach.
Yeah.
Call him shaky.
You know, the only thing that's really shaky right now, and I'm not sold on Daniel Jones. I think he regressed this year, but he doesn't look good. And I get pissed when I see guys like Justin Herbert. The Giants loved him too, but the year that they had the top pick, he didn't come out.
Well, it's all right. You can just put Jones at running back and trade Barkley for some picks and draft another quarterback.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Jones can run, like legit, like run. I mean, Sam can run too. Remember that one run he had on Monday night?
Put Sam at quarterback. I mean, running back and have, sure.
With the juke.
You know what's you know what's lousy? They have a deal with Michael K. Show. Every Monday, Sam Darnold's got to show up and talk about the Jets and talk about what's going on. You know how miserable that is? I was listening to it.
I stopped listening to these like years ago.
I hate those spots.
Radio.
Yeah. Like Eli calling into Francesa. Remember Eli calling into Francesa? Like the most boring like half hour of your life.
The only good one was Shermer on Francesa because they would just fight the whole time.
Yeah, that was good. You're right.
But yeah, it's really hard to listen to because how many times can Sam Darnold just say the politically correct thing?
Hate that.
And then
these questions are the stupidest thing. They're like, you know, Sam, like, how do you feel? Does this, like, it's so.
Yeah, you know, do you think about going 0-16? Have you talked about it? And they're like, no, we're just talking about winning one game. We just need to win one, and that'll take care of itself, you know?
Yeah.
And then they ask him other questions, like, oh, did it pull on your heartstrings when Joe Burrow's knee exploded? And like, what is he going to say? You know,
of course.
Of course, man. That I don't want to see someone crippled on the field, but
yeah.
Speaking of that, it's like worse than they thought, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Really
bad.
That's a shame, man. He was doing really well.
Rex Ryan went apeshit this morning
I watched it. Didn't see it. It was dirty or?
What Rex was saying is it's the coach's fault. I don't know if he has something against Cincinnati's
coach's fault.
Coach? Yeah, because he was saying when you have a rookie quarterback and your offensive line is terrible and he's already, where are we, 11 weeks in, he's already been getting crushed. you shouldn't be lining up under the set under the center and doing drop backs every single time because you've got to protect your franchise.
Come on, this is like meathead, old prehistoric ground and pound Rex Ryan here, where he just wanted to run the ball up the middle for 2 yards ground every time.
Yeah,
He Thanksgiving, he gave Mark Sanchez a red light, green light, and yellow light, like play calling card. Like, I think that's worse.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's different, though. I kind of agree. You got to see it. I'll send it to you. But I thought he made a good point. He's your franchise, right? And when Burrow went down, I thought the Bengals are cursed. They can't have anything good.
Well, he actually
he's awesome.
You make a good point, Juice, because like. Burrow, I did see yesterday, he actually led the league in pass attempts, I think, or dropbacks.
Because they're always from behind.
Yeah.
And they're running, and they're starting running back Mixon. He's been hurt for four or five weeks.
Yeah.
You know,
it's tough.
I don't know.
It's tough. Like, you can always second guess when a guy gets hurt, but.
Yeah. We'll see.
It's just shitty.
It sucks, so. Yeah.
But it's also. Also, in the comments, though, so I was reading on the Instagram. I'll send it to you. And in the comments, a lot of fans were like, come back to the Jets. The Jets miss you. We need you back. Oh, he's really popular. God.
Get out of here with that.
For sure. I don't know. You get him a quarterback.
Nah, I'm good on Rex. Rex, get me...
No Rex.
I think I'd even want, you know, maybe Jim Harbaugh over... over Rex, even though I'm not very high on Harbaugh right now.
This guy, Joe Brady, I like. He's the Panther coordinator.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he came from LSU, and he's like, he made Burrow pretty much. So,
okay.
Give me a guy like that.
I like that. Bienemy, obviously.
That was a hot name.
Bienemy, Chiefs, which was there any...
I don't know if that's... Is it him or is it... Doesn't Reed call the plays anyway? And yeah, how much is it was Mahomes? I don't know.
That's... Yeah. That's tough.
I believe Bienemy calls plays.
Yeah, I know he's the coordinator, but I think Reed still calls
the play. Walrus has a lot of influence. It's tough to say. It also could just be Mahomes is amazing. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, was there any doubt in your mind he was gonna win the game last night? I don't know if he stayed up for it.
He's unreal. Yeah. I mean, if he stays healthy, they're just gonna be
good
for
a while.
AFC championship game for the next 15 years. So
yeah. Yeah.
Which I'm cool with because I like him. He seems like a good dude and he's fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like his girlfriend.
He's great.
And he's not. Yeah, the girlfriend's kind of annoying.
Yeah, but that's fine. What do you guys think of the Thanksgiving games? You know, a few weeks ago they looked kind of like shot, but now Dallas and the football club is like for the division.
Yeah.
so that's, you know, a division game now. I know the Lions Texans is kind of shot, but that's an early game. And then we got Ravens Steelers, which is going to be really good at night.
Steelers, huh? Undefeated.
First
having
time
a party.
Isn't this like the longest they've been undefeated in their franchise history, which is kind of unbelievable given they're probably the most successful franchise in the league's history. But are they 11-0 or 10-0?
I think they're 10-0.
Yeah. Either way, they're ridiculous. They're so good. Just so
bad. So good at
it's just so the organization. They're just they know what to do.
Yeah.
Like, every you lose in Tony, who gives a shit? You have 10 others who are going to be just so.
Yeah.
And Tomlin. What? Tomlin's probably my favorite NFL coach.
Oh,
ever.
Same. Yeah. I love him. Splash.
Claypool's from Notre Dame, right?
Yes.
He's from Notre Dame. Yeah. They've been pumping out these offensive players lately, man.
Wide receiver factor. Yep.
Tight ends, yeah.
Tight ends, the linemen.
Running backs, linemen.
And Roethlisberger's still solid. Yeah.
He's a freak.
They always have the two things that the Jets never have, receivers and a pass rush.
Always.
Always.
Always. That's what they find and develop all the time.
Yeah.
So.
And they're one of those teams where you have guys in the draft that you're really like, oh, my team needs this guy. Like, and they always end up on the Steelers or Ravens.
Yeah, the Jets, they just draft 28-year-old interior defensive lineman. It's awesome.
Awful.
I love it.
Yeah.
Even though I think Mr. Douglas, the mountain himself, had a he had a good draft. Mims is going to be very, very good wide receiver. Beckton, if he's healthy,
is legit.
Is going to be amazing as a tackle. So I'm
Perrine, is it Perrine or Perrine? Perrine. He had a touchdown.
Perrine, Davis is good.
Yeah.
I still don't know why they drafted that quarterback who's like the eighth string quarterback right now in the fourth round, but whatever.
Let's just throw Flacco out there and fuck around and win a game or two. But they almost won that game.
Looks like we made the trade for Leonard Williams, got a draft pick, but it worked out for the Giants too because he's been balling out for Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know our luck. He's gonna get that fat contract
and then suck. Yeah.
And then suck.
Yep.
Of course.
But I will say he's playing great.
Yeah.
Who do they have this week? Who do they play?
We got lucky. We got the Bengals.
Oh, so you're probably gonna be in first place after
Wow. Yeah, I don't see the Eagles winning that division. Wentz sucks. I mean, that game was so frustrating yesterday. I had the Eagles in the Johnny pool, and how many picks did he throw? I mean, it was just like disgusting.
He's done, man. He's done.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have the number one pick. You need to. Every team needs to grab as many picks as they can and just draft the right people. Because you know, like he's another one. Wentz, not that good. RG3 was supposed to be the next big thing. Who's the other guy I'm thinking of? Sam Bradford. Even Andrew Luck ends up retiring early.
Yeah.
You know, you need to hit on every pick.
Gotta
and
get
signed that.
It's a lot of luck. A lot of luck. Yeah. What else? What else? I mean, we did a pretty deep dive on NBA free agency, which it's still not done. And matter of fact, once we like end this pod, I bet like something big happens, but you know. That's fine. NFL, we went around.
Are we going to really have NBA games inside when the COVID cases are just rising so much, so fast?
I don't know.
NBA will figure it out. NBA will figure it out. College won't be able to handle it.
But is college going into a bubble? Because college basketball is going to start this week, right?
It starts this week.
Holy shit.
This week, yeah.
Jesus.
And there's like 30 teams who are on like the on pause, whatever, and their games are canceled. So even if like they do play the season, like how do you? There's going to be teams there in the middle of the season, big games coming up, and they have to miss like four conference games. How do you? How do you judge who gets into the NCAA tournament? It's going to
be a lot harder than NFL has been, where you have a huge roster, you know, so you can just plug guys in. NBA, it's not going to be, or college, it's not going to be that easy.
No, they don't have the testing capacity that the NBA has, and
well,
it's gonna be a mess.
Well, that's what bothers me the most about just all of this, the pandemic, COVID, whatever. You know, they talk about, you know, the vaccines and you wear a mask and you need to do this, you need to do that. You know what would avoid a lot of this is if we had the rapid testing that a lot of these pro sports leagues have and politicians have and celebrities where you find out in like 20 minutes.
Right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but
it would solve so much, no?
But the rapid testing isn't as accurate as
what is it, like 50? It's like 60% accurate?
Oh, that's 70? It?
There's a lot of false positives. And
right. Elon Musk was saying, yeah. Yeah, because Elon Musk, like, he took like four in a row, and like half of them were false positives. So he, like, positive twice.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Did he have it, Elon? He had it?
I think so. I think he ended up having it, or I don't know if he had symptoms or not.
If they release a vaccine tomorrow, I'm taking it. I'll be the first in line.
I'll take it. I absolutely
I'll take it. Listen, if it goes a month and everything's all good, people aren't turning into zombies or, you know, or anything like that. There is a thing. It's called I forget the name. It starts with an S. But you guys ever get a shot and like your arm hurts?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Flu shot.
What did you say?
I said when I got my flu shot a couple weeks ago.
Right, but there's people who supposedly, like, there's this one guy, Jimmy Dore, I follow. He's comedian / he does like a political show. He told me he once got the flu shot, and or he got some vaccine, and he said his arm hurt for 2 years.
2 years?
2 years. His arm and shoulder bothered him, and he thinks it's because of that shot. It was like directly after that. And supposedly that's a pretty common thing. So, you know, I don't know. That's the only fear I have with the vaccine.
I think Jimmy's got to have his vitamins more.
Yeah, he's got to lift some weights, bro. Come on. It definitely hurts for a few hours, and then maybe 2 or 3 days later it's a little tender or sore. But 2 years hurts you, bro. Something else is going on.
Right. But, I mean, there's, like, other cases. I think it's called Stiva, or I don't know. There's, like, some word for it. But... I mean,
yeah, it's called you soft. That's it.
The country. I mean, let's
but you
be
know
honest.
What I mean. Like, yeah. Everyone's different. Listen, if I fall asleep on the couch, my ankle hurts. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know.
Yeah. But they're saying April, right? April. This is going to be mass distributed Operation War Speed or whatever the fuck. Trump's calling it.
I don't know what that means. Warp speed. Is it coming from his space force to make it deliver here faster?
Yeah.
I hope it gets delivered on a boat. Like a speed boat comes up and I gotta go up to it.
And I hope Joseph Biden's giving it to me, not Trump.
You know, oh my god. Well, they just had like breaking news now that they said the transition team can formally begin. So
yeah. So Biden's starting to, you know, form his cabinet with swamp creatures and, you know, brunch people and stuff like that. So whatever. It's, you know, it's recycled Obama people and Clinton people is what it is. I mean,
they all suck.
Yeah. Biden said back in the summer, nothing will fundamentally change. This is the best part about Biden going in over Trump. Trump is just he's like a complete disaster. I mean, the guy is just no empathy at all. You know, that's one thing we can use right now, right? It's dark times. Like, just some sort of empathy. Show us you care a little bit. It's really bad right now, man. I mean, it's just like, you see California just shut down restaurants like completely?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. I don't know.
I have never, ever put up my Christmas tree before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same.
I put it up yesterday.
Same.
Just because I was like, I need something to fucking nice,
you know what,
in my house to look at.
All weekend we did.
That's true about a lot of people because I've noticed a lot of lights recently. Like, and I feel like this is pretty early. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
more than need
people
more
need
than
it.
Normal.
People need it. Yeah. Yeah. We had, you know? Yeah, Christmas threw up in here. I mean, Katie, she loves it. And once she saw other people doing it, she's like, fuck it. So this past weekend she did. And, you know, I'm seeing on the radio and the TV, there's just Christmas everywhere, movies and music. And people just want, they just want the joy. You know, they need something. And I get it. Usually I'm like rolling my eyes at it, but I'm with it this time around. I mean, it's just so bad. You know, Senate went on vacation.
Also,
I mean, this is fucking ridiculous.
Can Biden somehow make a law or change it where there's no more daylight savings time?
Oh, that would be nice. That's
brutal.
Like, dude, for real. I think, and I think people are, I've been saying this forever, but I feel like now, like, it's gaining traction. I feel like it's going to happen. People, like, so many people are talking about it now more than ever, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because it was dumb. It was, like, meant for the farmers. And now,
yeah,
like,
in, like, 1960. So
Arizona doesn't even do it.
Really?
Yeah, Arizona does not do daylight savings, which is kind of weird, right? Like, one state out of...
I thought it had to be, like, a federal thing, but I don't know.
I don't think so. I think it's, like, a state-by-state thing. Alaska, it's dark for 2 months. Like completely dark.
Ah, that's just...
That's insane.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
How do you live there?
Yeah. That's, I think, starting... I think it's from November to January or February. Yeah, it's, like, 60 days of just, like, darkness.
Nah, but this shit is, like... I hate it. I'm normally very upbeat and positive, but when it's like this time, I fucking hate it.
Yeah,
I hate it.
Yeah, it's rough, especially everything going on for it to get dark at like 4:30. It's like, oh my god, like it's 7:18.
What do you
right
do?
Now.
It's like, oh, let's have dinner and go to bed at 5:30. So,
yeah, it's bad. I don't know. Oh. I mean, I don't know if there's gonna be another stimulus. It doesn't seem like it's going that way. You know, it's you know, a lot of people, I talk to, family, friends, you know, I'm not going to name names, but it's a dark time and, you know, people out of work and they're not getting any relief from our government, you know, no fault of our own. Nah, they locked down their business.
They got to pump out something before the new year.
I mean, this is insane. It should have been before the holidays and now we're a couple days away from Thanksgiving and,
You know, and the thing is, do you think Trump really cares right
now?
No,
he doesn't give a shit. Like, he doesn't give a shit. He could have done some things to kind of just like go out like on a high, you know, pushing for a stimulus, taking our troops, you know, home, you know, out of these endless wars. I mean, he could have done some shit, but he doesn't give a fuck.
It's all about what's his next move right now and how am I going to capitalize? That's all.
He's planning. He's playing the Trump News Network, you know, TNN.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to compete with CNN and it's going to be 4 years of that, right? CNN and MSNBC, like, Trump said this. Trump said, like, all right, like, because they need him.
Yeah.
They need to, like, bitch about him 24/7 to get ratings.
I know.
Unfortunately.
I miss the days when politics was quiet and I didn't even know that they existed for the most part. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, social media has ruined that.
Yeah.
The internet and, you know. So many talking heads. I mean, hey, we're talking heads. We're talking about it right now.
I know, exactly.
So, but yeah, it's
we didn't mention the big, huge retirement yesterday.
Huge retirement.
Who retired
yesterday.
After 30 years?
Give us
to
a
the
hint.
Day, Undertaker finally retired.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
I did hear about that. It's kind of sad he did it to, like, no fans.
Yeah, so I watched it. It was super weird. WWE, some of the stuff they do is I don't understand at all. I get it. Like, he started yesterday 30 years ago, but you don't have fans. Why can't we just wait for the ceremony 6 months from now or a year from now? I said, what the hell's a big deal? I don't know. But they did a good job of, like, pumping in the chants and the crowd and all that stuff. But it was weird. They brought in all of his, like, best wrestling friends, which I don't know. They definitely violated every COVID rule there is.
Everyone's doing it, yeah.
And all those people are high risk. And then he comes in the ring and he's just like, he says one sentence. He's like, it's time for The Undertaker to rest in peace. And then that's it.
Oh, geez.
they had a hologram of Paul Bearer. And that was the end of it. It was super weird.
Damn. He was on, you know, the show Hot Ones?
Yeah.
He was on the most recent episode. I got to watch it. But cause he seems like a pretty down-to-earth, normal guy. Like, when he's
like,
been in,
chill.
Like, interviews.
He's, like, very calm.
Yeah, like, interviews with Bill Simmons and other stuff I've seen him. It's funny.
Yeah, it's the first time ever, this year is the first time ever that he's ever broke character or allowed them to release all these things. So it would have been cool to see him not be in character and kind of, like, hug everyone or just say some things about his... But no, they didn't do it. He just said that one thing in character and that was it.
True.
But he's been doing a lot of, docu-series and things like that. And you get to, like, know who he really is. And he seems like, yeah, he's a cool guy. Big basketball fan.
Really?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Does he have a team?
He played, I think he's a Maverick guy. He lives in Dallas.
Okay. Good team to root for, minus that Porzingis guy. But
I'm going to go eat some cookie dough ice cream.
Really? I haven't even had dinner yet, and you're about to have cookie dough ice cream.
Have you guys seen, have you seen The Undoing yet, or no?
No.
What's that?
Everyone's
talking
about
it. Oh, wait, is it HBO, right?
Yeah, it's a murder mystery kind of thing. Everyone's talking about it. I think I might check it out tonight.
There's one that's coming on. I don't know. I think it's showed with Brian. That looks really good.
Oh, I've seen. Yeah, that looks good.
I hope I hope it's soon because the trailer looked pretty crazy.
That looked pretty cool. Any before we go, any big plans for Thanksgiving? Under 10 people, guys.
Yeah, I have my the Cuomo window pane that I'm gonna stick in.
Dude,
Penn
I wanted to order one of those, but I was like, eh. What if it doesn't get in time?
it's
hilarious.
It's so funny though.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, I'm just gonna be at Towers, like nothing crazy.
Yeah, I'll be at the parents. It'll be seven of us. I mean, you know, so we meet the threshold.
Yeah, we'll be under 10, just at the max. So we'll be good.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't even think we're having traditional turkey and stuffing and all that stuff. My mom just doesn't want to do it. She's not in the mood.
Gabagool.
So, I might tell her, make me a nice chicken parm.
You know what? Yeah. Chicken parm is better than turkey. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
for sure.
When do you eat turkey when it's not baked, like a fully cooked? When do you ever have turkey?
Well, other than cold cuts, you mean?
No. I mean, like, how you have it on Thanksgiving.
Oh,
like,
never.
Full. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't.
Yeah.
Never. The closest thing I'll have to it is probably the rotisserie chicken from, like, Costco.
Oh, which is banging. Yeah. You know, that's definitely good. But, yeah, turkey, I mean, let's just be honest. It's a dry bird. You know, I like the dark meat over the white meat just because, like, I'm not a big gravy guy. But let's be honest.
Wow. You know, like, yeah, you know, like, gravy?
I'm weird. It's funny because I love sauces. And, like, for some reason, gravy, I just can't get with it. But, like, the turkey sandwich is the best part.
Without gravy? Wow.
Yeah, I just, I don't know.
You learn something every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Tone's not a gravy guy.
I'm not.
Does that mean you're... Are you a cranberry guy?
I'm not really that either. I love stuffing. I love, like, literally, like, all the sides of the cranberry.
You hate Thanksgiving and you hate America. Got it.
Yeah.
Wow. No, yeah. Boo? Gravy.
The turkey sandwich, now, though.
You know, when I get super jealous when my Italian friends say they're doing a lasagna. I'm like, I'd rather eat that than fucking just dry-ass turkey.
Well, I want to do that, actually. I mentioned to Katie for Christmas this year. I was like, let's do lasagna. But she doesn't like lasagna. She doesn't like lasagna.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put her in the bathroom.
Put her in the
bathroom. Gigi better like gravy and lasagna, okay? Make sure of it. Put her in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, we have the Beechwood Organics, you know, the little baby food. There's like a sweet potato and cranberry and stuff like that. So, yeah, she'll have all the fixings.
She's getting big. Can we start throwing basketball passes at her?
But maybe soon. Maybe soon. Yeah, she's rolling over. She's getting there. So, babbling away.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Babbling.
But, yeah, guys, anything else?
Take care. Yeah. Comb your hair.
All right. Take care. Comb your hair.
Peace.
Peace.